time for us to talk downtown Bangor this afternoon, as we do every Wednesday. We're joined in studio, as always, by Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you here in this busy time of year. Not that it's ever slow downtown, but this next stretch is crazy.
Oh, yes. I was just telling you, it's like there's something going on constantly, all of the time, and just trying to like put it out there so people see what's happening and can come downtown and engage is a full-time job.
Absolutely.
Well, and I'm only a part-time employee.
I know. We want to talk to, before we wrap up today, I want to talk about what's happening Friday and on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All the cool stuff going on. But we've got another guest in studio, and we're so happy to have him here, Richard Clark. Clarko is here, the owner of Benjamin's Pub, back and better than ever in downtown Bangor. Welcome.
That's right, Rich. Hey, guys. How you doing?
And we're doing great, and so glad to have you here. Tell some of the backstory, if you can, of what inspired you to get back into the restaurant business and with this restaurant in particular.
Well, I worked at Benjamin's about 20 years ago for the boys that opened it back then. Got some history myself, being the first bar that I had a beer in. And it's always been on my mind. Back when I helped the boys opened it, I wrote the business plan back then, and we had an idea to run kind of a pub place. Then it turned over after about a year of being open, and it turned more into a club. I managed for the boys that had that place then for about 2 years, and then I left them. The place had been vacant for about 6 years, and I saw the poster, but I didn't give it much thought. And then one late night, looking at the computer, I found the ad and was clicking on it, and my wife looked over my shoulder and asked me what I was looking at, and said, well, I said never again, because my entrepreneurial spirit had kind of squashed through the years. And she said, go look at it. And I did, and eventually got the keys, and well, here I am.
Absolutely. Well, you got such a great thing going there. The vibe is just, I would say it's maybe as welcoming a vibe as you'll find anywhere around here. It's just, you go in, you feel like you're home.
Yeah, thank you. It certainly was my vision. I know I've had a lot of suggestions to bring in the live music they had back in the day and really wake it up like a club, like it used to be. But I want to have, like, you know, almost a Cheers mentality.
Yes, yeah.
Kind of easy going. You know what you're going to get when you get there. And it's a place we can really unwind and relax.
Well, and the food is absolutely fantastic as well. And, well, your son was responsible for a lot of that, but he's moved on, but you're keeping it right in the family.
Yeah, it's just family working there, my wife and myself and the kids. They help out. Yeah.
Fantastic. And I love everything you got there. The food is so good, and you're always trying new things too, some experiments along the way. Although, has any experiment gone as well as the popcorn?
The popcorn is an excellent, it's an alcohol-infused popcorn. It's a crunchy Cracker Jack for adults is what it is.
Yeah.
And then the prize is in the popcorn itself. We've had great success with that. That was my wife's idea. It really took off. We have a gift. If you can't think of it, it's a perfect gift for someone that you don't know what to get them for.
Yeah.
It's not for the kids. But we do have plenty in stock right now, but it sells out fast. And we can only make it on a nice sunny day. Mm-hmm. It can't be humid at all. So it has to be just the right conditions. We've also managed to come up with some other ideas. We have a pepper jack, deep fried pickle spear with a beer batter. We've also come up with another product called the Tacho, which is a tater tots taken to a different level.
Oh, so I have had the tachos. I will admit to it.
Well, and I rave about the buffalo mac and cheese, which is just fantastic. The best you're going to find. But also, it's that time of year when people are hosting holiday parties, and you guys are willing to help out with that a little bit.
Absolutely. It really, and that you know, we're off to a quiet start at first, kind of the way we wanted it, and we have let people come down. There's no fee to take over the bar. You can close it, but no one has chosen to do that, but they do take off the whole dining room. We can put out a buffet for you, or you can order off the menu if it's not too big a group. And you can use Benjamin's for your party. It's a great place to do a surprise party. We've had a couple of surprise birthday parties. The host had no idea because the parking lots across the street can hide all the cars, and the person is truly surprised. We've got company parties down there, birthday parties, retirement parties. We're pretty booked in December, so if you're looking to do a party down there, there is no rental fee. Just come down, have some fun, and relax.
And if you want to have the party at home but you don't want to do the cooking, Benjamin's Pub can take care of that too.
Yeah, we started doing some catering as well. So yeah,
fantastic. We're up for that. So what's it like being back in downtown? You were there in the previous iteration of the place. How has it changed since you were there last?
Well, you know, I grew up in the area. I'm a Winterport boy, but I've always been in the downtown area, and I've seen the progression through the years of its rise and downfall and rise again. And I see there was a bit of a glass wall that was created on the other side of Franklin Street, but I think that wall's been shattered. I think the business is starting to come over there, and a lot of those vacant buildings that have been vacant for years are starting to wake up with some new businesses and rentals.
Absolutely. Well, and I think part of it too, and we've talked about this before, is that there's something downtown for the whole family too. And your approach has been to make this more of a family style place where you can bring in the kids, have some great food. You got the great screen, the video wall that people can watch. And you can, I would not give the kids the popcorn, no.
Actually, you can bring the kids to the events, but we don't normally let kids come in during the day. You can leave the kids at home. I have kids at my house, and I go out without them. So,
is it possible to do that?
It is. It is. You can leave the kids at home, and we don't on a regular business. We don't welcome the kids down during the week. It's just 21 or older.
So. And what goes on here on a typical night when there's a big game? I mean, that's got to be a great spot to watch a game.
Yeah, we've got this video wall. It's a 9-foot wide TV. I've got all the channels. There's a great place to catch the game, and we've had some big success with the Patriots. They bring in quite a few. Some of our regulars really like the college football. They really enjoy Georgia. So anytime they're playing, they're always down there. But we're flexible. So if you got a team you want to watch them and you know they're on, you come down and I'll put it on the big screen for you if your first call.
You're always putting together great looking desserts too. I see those on the Facebook page. What's going on lately in the dessert realm?
We have a homemade cheesecake with several toppings. We've also got a doughboy. And then my wife, the president of the company, she'll come out with all kinds of things. She had a bourbon-soaked chocolate-covered cherry that was to die for. She had a Kalor brownie bite that I'm not sure if I sold more than I ate, but those are pretty good. So we've always got something special for dessert as well, yeah.
Well, and you can check out the Facebook page as well for more information and always new items on the menu. But it's great food, best of all, great atmosphere, and terrific people to hang out with down at Benjamin's Pub. New and better than ever on Franklin Street, downtown Bangor.
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.
And special hours here for the next few days with the holiday?
We're not going to be open for Thanksgiving. We're going to be home with the family. We're going to be closed, but normal hours is Wednesday through Sunday. 5 o'clock to 11, but we don't close at 11 if anyone's there. If no one's there, I do lock the door kind of quickly and run home.
Go.
But that's that's pretty much the hours of operation. So
fantastic.
We do have we're doing a painting set right now. Three of them are full. I think we have some room on the 8th. If you want to get on the painting set, you better call immediately because it's filling up fast.
Cool. Yeah, I saw some of the paintings. Some of these people are pretty good.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And Bessie, we want to let people know too about what's going on this weekend in downtown Bangor because it is a special time.
Yeah, absolutely. So Friday is Plaid Friday, which is kind of the downtown shop local answer to Black Friday. It's not about getting up at the crack of dawn and waiting in line for a TV. It's about rolling out of bed at a reasonable hour, grabbing a cup of coffee and some brunch and shopping at some of the amazing stores downtown who do have specials. But even more than the specials that they're offering, the discounts is kind of that specialized service that they give you. Like you can't beat that feeling. And that's really what the holidays are about, is that warm and cozy feeling.
There you go.
And then if you miss that, or if you just want to come back for more, you can come back on Small Business Saturday, which is the next day. And again, like all the shops will be open, they'll be ready to help you make the best selections possible. Most of them have free gift wrapping. And the city is running the trolley around downtown. You can pick up a map at any participating retailer that shows you the stops. There's 11 stops that run from as far out as the Casino Convention Center into downtown and can help you circulate around a little bit. Not that downtown is that big, but it's really fun to ride the trolley.
Oh, yeah.
I got to ride it today with the news, and it was just so much fun just like riding around dinging the bell.
Nice.
And everybody's waving at you. You feel like a celebrity.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy it. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
Thank you. You too, Rich.